right, everybody. How you doing this afternoon? Hey, I'm Ann Eller, and I thought we might play a little music while we wait for Bruce Katz, right? Well, I don't know. I guess we have him. I'm still going to play a little of his music from his brand new CD, Out from the Center. Let's play a little music here because it's really good, and you're going to enjoy talking to Bruce Katz. I'm looking forward to talking to him. He's on the line with us. Just hold on, Bruce. I'll be with you in just a second.
Okay.
Let's hear some of this good music.
We okay here?
Yeah, we're great. We're listening to some good music right now. That's Bruce Katz on the line with us right here on WCRS. I was just playing a little of his Out from the Center right here on WCRS. How you doing, Bruce Katz?
I'm doing just fine. I'm in the van. We're driving towards South Carolina right now.
Where are you at right now then?
We're a little north of Richmond, actually, but really looking forward to tomorrow's gig. I really liked Greenwood when I was there a few months ago at the Blues Cruise festival, and sounds like it's going to be great fun tomorrow.
Yeah, and I think the weather is going to be picture perfect for you.
That's what I hear.
Yeah.
Actually, the funny thing is, we were just in Germany last week.
Right.
We were on a European tour, so we're all set for the Oktoberfest German food, German beer thing that I see is being advertised. But, yeah, it sounds like it's going to be great.
And I
did look at the weather. It looked really good.
Exactly. And then I think, don't you go down to Bluffton after us tomorrow night?
Yeah, we're doing a 10-city tour after that. We're heading to Atlanta and Florida and Alabama, and we are promoting our new CD, Out from the Center, which I'm really happy with, and it seems to be doing well, and people seem to like it, so it's great.
Well, I think that's terrific. Before you go, I want to play another song from another CD that I kind of like. Let's see, which is the song that I was just looking at? Don't Feel So Good Today.
Ah, yeah, a little boogie woogie piano. I love doing that old school boogie woogie, and we wrote this one, and it's a lot of fun. You can get up and move your feet to this one.
Absolutely. Now, is this the first trip you took to Germany, or have you been in Europe before?
We've been to Europe before, and this trip we were in Belgium, France, and Germany. And I love going there. People love blues over there.
Yeah, I understand they have a totally different attitude towards it, though. They like to actually sit and pay attention.
Well, yeah, they're into it. There's a lot of American musicians that go over to Europe a lot, and there's a reason for that. and one of it is they treat the musicians really well. And, I guess it's one of those things where you're interested in things that you can't really get, you know what I mean? And over in Europe, if you want to hear American blues and roots kind of music, you kind of have to have Americans come over. The Europeans like it, but they don't really play it that much. Or I don't know. But, yeah, we have a great time over there. And we were just eating schnitzel and drinking German beer ourselves just last week, so we're ready for more tomorrow.
Well, that sounds great. Now, I was reading over your bio here. I think it's really interesting how you got started in music, and your background, classical piano.
Yeah, I mean, I started really young. I was like 5 years old taking classical piano lessons. We had a piano in the house, pardon me, and I guess I was 5 years old. I was walking over to it and figuring out songs, so my parents thought they should give me lessons, even though I was such a young age. And I kept taking classical lessons for a long time, but, you know, when I was like 10 years old, I discovered Bessie Smith in particular, just by accident, the great blues singer from the 1920s, 30s, and it was just really just like flipped me out. I was like, you know, what is this music? And it started me, I was doing my classical thing, but I started teaching myself blues and boogie-woogie and early blues and jazz styles, which I love that stuff. And so now I incorporate, you know, everything. You know, I played with Greg Allman and the Allman Brothers and people like Delbert McClinton, and I combine kind of my love for old blues and modern kinds of stuff and jamming kinds of rock and roll, and we put it together into our own style, I think. I have an amazing guitar player, Chris Fittorello. He's on the album, and he's, of course, on the tour with me. And, you know, we have a lot of fun. So.
And then you have your drummer.
We have our drummer. We have a new drummer, actually, named Ray Hangin. And he's from Buffalo, New York. Some of your listeners might know him from, Ray played with Sean Costello for many years, who was based in Atlanta, the great guitar player who died young, tragically. We have a new drummer. It's a three-piece band. I'm playing organ. I carry a big Leslie Tone cabinet around and get that Hammond B3 sound, organ, guitar, and drums and piano, and I play bass on the organ, sort of like the old school Hammond B3 thing, where you play bass on the organ, and it's you know, fun, just a three-piece band.
You know, that's pretty interesting, because I was reading something. We do a lot at my other business, Sharp Facets Gallery, with Antiques and Estates. And they said organs were coming pretty outdated and weren't that desired. So that's interesting that you play the organ. Who knows? Maybe you can bring organs back to the fore.
Yeah, well, you know, nobody has made a Hammond organ in 40 years, but they're still out there, and there are guys that rebuild and repair, and Leslie Tone cabinets. You know, it's one of those things in, like, the 1980s and early 90s, everyone thought, well, we have synthesizers now. No one's going to ever want to hear a Hammond B3 again. And you could pick up Hammonds for like next to nothing. People were dumping them everywhere. But now, just like a lot of things, people realize that there's a sound that you get out of an old analog instrument like a Hammond B3 that they cannot reproduce synthetically. You know, it just, if you want to hear that sound, you have to carry the stuff around. And it's a sound that a lot of people love. I mean, I first heard it just because I heard gospel music on the radio, and the Hammond B3 was all, you know, I heard like Mahalia Jackson and some of the great gospel singers, and the Hammond B3 is very prominent in that music. And that was another thing. I was a little kid going, what is that sound? I got to find out how to do that.
I got to ask you, when you went to Europe, did you take your organ with you?
No. they're providing gear for us over there. That is a problem sometimes.
I would think it might be a little.
Yeah, they weigh a lot, and going up a staircase with a 400-pound keyboard, it's kind of rough sometimes. Those of us that are dedicated to that sound, you know, we're going to carry the Leslie around. The Leslie is the spinning speaker cabinet in the big wooden case that's really a very important part of the sound also. And that's also like, all you know, Leslie tone cabinets are all 50 years old, 60 years old. So they're a little finicky sometimes.
I would imagine. You'd have to be a little
bit. You have to learn how to do repairs yourself because you're going to be on the road. It's like an old car, you know. It really is. It's got motors. You got to oil them.
Well, you know, the music, you know, I think it's very interesting that you bring that up, that you can't get that sound with the organ. I think it's very interesting that a lot of artists are at least putting out at least one album now in vinyl because you just can't get that quite that same sound.
It is interesting, yeah. Our new one is not on vinyl. I tried to talk the record producer into issuing it on vinyl, but there's a lot of costs involved and they didn't want to do it. Well, you know, it's like a lot of things. Digital stuff is sort of perfect, right? I mean, it's like cameras also. Digital photography, it's easy to have a really great-looking picture with digital photography, but the greatest photography is on film, and everyone agrees that the truest colors and the warmest, and it's the same thing with music. I mean, it's easy for a CD player or some sort of an MP3 on your phone to sound pretty darn good, but vinyl records are warmer and they just have a more true sound, actually. Digital is a funny thing. It's like a perfect, it's too perfect. That's what it is. It's sort of a perfect rendering of something, but it misses something. And it's the same thing with electronic keyboards that do pianos or do Hammond organs. On paper, they should sound just like the piano or just like the Hammond organ, but they don't quite do it. So, yeah, a lot of people, so there's a lot of vinyl records being sold again.
Yeah.
People value the sound and the process, you know.
Well, that is also kind of like tube radios. Have the old AM radios, they really had better, warmer sound than
yeah, they do.
FM came
and that's off. Why many guitar players, you see them up there with old tube Fender amps because they're not going to get that sound. Analog electronics, tubes and resistors and stuff like that just seem to have a warm, really great sound and if you want that sound, you got to carry the stuff around.
Yeah, that's true. Now, also, I found it very interesting that you are quite a teacher. You even Skype teach, I understand.
Yeah, I taught for 14 years at the Berklee College of Music in Boston, which is, you know, just about the leading school in the world for contemporary music and jazz and blues and stuff like that, as well as film scoring and all that stuff. And I like teaching. I tour so much, I couldn't really maintain my job at Berklee. I also moved from Boston to Woodstock, New York. And for 5 years, I was commuting to Boston from New York to keep teaching at Berklee. But I couldn't really keep doing it. And so I am teaching private lessons, both at my studio, at my house, and Skype lessons through the computer. I also released a instructional blues DVD this year called Breakthrough Blues Piano. That it's a 2-hour DVD and came out really well, actually, and kind of proud of that DVD. So I'm still teaching, and you know, it's kind of cool because I live in New York, and if there's somebody in, for instance, Greenwood, South Carolina, that would like to take an occasional lesson with me, either they have to drive to New York or fly to New York, or we can do it on the computer. And the Skype lessons are not quite as good as sitting in the room together, but you can play and watch each other. You know, I kind of set it up so that there's a camera above my hand and there's a second camera pointed at my face, so I can switch the cameras if I want to show somebody something. I just switch to the camera that's above my hands at the piano and play and, you know, do do it like that as best I can.
You know, technology is truly wonderful, what it's been able to do to connect us, isn't it?
Well, you know, it's kind of both sides of the coin, I think. In some ways, modern technology has connected people in ways nobody would have ever dreamed of. In the other way, sometimes I think it kind of isolates people into their own little devices and stuff. But yeah, it's pretty amazing. And the whole notion that you can look at it, at somebody's performance from 5 years ago on YouTube, and or you can do it, you can take a lesson with somebody that you would have never been able to get together with. It's pretty cool, really.
So what's the future hold for you, Bruce? Have you realized all your dreams, or do you have some future plateau you're headed towards?
Well, I don't know. I've been very lucky. I've been in the right place at the right time in a lot of situations. I've kind of realized a lot of dreams I had when I was much younger. I've gotten to tour the world and play music, but I'm still plugging away, and I have lots of things I still want to do. But yeah, you know, I have 8 albums out under my own name, and I'm still playing with other people. I just did a tour with a band called Les Brères, which is 5 members of the Allman Brothers, and it's sort of the Allman Brothers without Greg Allman and me on keyboards. And that's really fun. But yeah, I'm still aiming to play as much as I can and travel more. And I like the actual, you know, I like to communicate with people. You know, I can never see myself retiring or just wanting to stop going out on the road and playing. I love to play because I love to play, period. But I love to get that communication with other people and just feel that, you know, the vibe between the audience and us, and it just feels really good. So I'm intending to keep doing that forever.
Well, that is.
I kind of, my role model is Pine Top Perkins, who played up until 97 years old.
Didn't you just get an award? Weren't you nominated for an award by him?
Well, I've been nominated for the 4 times for the award that's named after him.
Okay.
The Blues Foundation has awards for, you know, best band and blues guitarist, and I have been nominated for the Pine Top Perkins Keyboardist of the Year Award 4 times. I haven't won any of those times, but that's okay. You know, they nominate 5 people in the whole world, and so I'm pretty humbled and happy to be one of those 5 people on 4 different occasions. So, you know, I don't know what to say about that, but
Cool.
I did get to, I met Pine Top many times. I know I was in Norway with my band about 10 years ago, and he was there, and it was his 90th birthday, and we played Happy Birthday on stage to Pine Top in front of about 15,000 people.
Wow.
And that was kind of fun. But yeah, Pine Top was something. He came from another world.
Well,
era.
How about Chuck Berry? Didn't he just turned 90 and just released an album? So there you go.
Yeah. I played with Chuck too. Actually, I played at his 75th birthday party.
How about that?
15 years ago. But yeah, he's 90, and he's talking about he just recorded an album that's going to come out next year. So, you know, musicians, we don't have to ever retire.
That's kind of like talk show hosts. We get to talk
Absolutely.
On forever. Well, listen, Bruce, it's been great talking to you. I'm going to let you go, but I'm going to play Don't Feel So Good Today. Anything you'd like to tell us about that one?
No, it's just, like I said, it's an old-school boogie-woogie piano tune. We actually, you know, we recorded this album in, I think, May or June of this year. And we recorded it over 3 days. And toward the end of the second day, I thought to myself, man, we should do a boogie-woogie piano on this album. I mean, we had written all the stuff. It was all planned. We knew exactly what we were going to do. But this tune that you're about to play we just decided to write it like the morning in the recording studio, and it was a last-minute idea, and I love this style. This goes back to like the 1940s kind of jump blues, boogie-woogie.
Yeah. It's one of my favorite
songs. And we'll definitely be playing this one tomorrow.
Well, that sounds great. Hey, I look forward to meeting you tomorrow evening. You're going to be in Uptown Greenwood on Oregon Avenue for the Oktoberfest. I think you're supposed to take to the stage about 7 o'clock.
Yeah, I think, let me think. I think we're playing 6:30 to 8, or maybe, I don't know if I have that right or not.
Well,
but something around that time frame.
Yeah, I think the whole
event. I assume there will be lots of people around. I hope everyone comes out. We get into the party mood tomorrow night.
That's right. You'll be playing some great music. Bruce Katz, thanks so much for calling us this afternoon.
Sure thing. Thank you so much for playing my music and having me on the radio.
Absolutely. You have a safe trip, and we'll see you tomorrow.
Okay. Wonderful.
Bye.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye. All right.
Bye.
We're going to play Feel So Good Today. Then we're going to hear a word from our sponsors. Then the Vintager is going to be with us with, what's the name of this show? Oh, the Vintager. What's the name of it? How do you know? That's right. It's a new section of the Vintager series coming up in just a minute. So here you go. Don't Feel So Good Today. Oh, I love this type of music, folks.